Hi, my name is Laura. I'm one of the pricing directors here in the area. How are you? I'm sorry, you kind of cut off a little bit. Can you repeat that one more time? You're kind of going in and out. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you well, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, now I can hear you. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened with the line, but my name is Laura. I'm one of the pricing directors. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it? Yes, yes, and I'm looking over the notes that Rona left me as well. You've been around for quite some time, since 1997, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so far?
Things are really pretty good.
Good, good. And what do you do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Well, I get a lot of clients because I'm on different sites. I'm on Better Business Bureau, Yelp.com, Google Guaranteed, Word of Mouth, All Customers. I'm always busy.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And you're able to take on more work, right?
I mean, this is the thing. I'm kind of a little confused a little bit sometimes because when your guys want me to put me on Google, so when a person is looking for an electrician in my neighborhood, in my area, I popped up on Google, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So why you guys want to put me on first page of Google? This is what I don't understand.
Sure. So there's different parts to Google. So there's the Google Guarantee part, which is the one that you're doing at the top. That's what you pay for qualified leads. There's also the map section, and there's also the sponsored section, which is Google Ads. So what I would be going over with you is putting you on that first page where the map is. I don't know if you've ever done a search online. You look for a restaurant or, for example, yes, and that map pops up with the businesses in the area. So you're not popping up on the first page, not even on the second page, not even just for electrician. And that's, you know, one of the most common keywords. So we would be putting you right there on that first page. Now, is that something, and that's how we get you work as well. Is that something that is of interest to you?
Yeah, but this is the thing. Okay, so, like, I see what you're saying right now. I just went and Google electrician near me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I look electrician near me, I see the red dots. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, I see the red dots, Seams Electric, Hardy Brother Electric, okay, Bennett Electric, AC Electric, okay, so, let me see, basically,
I'm going to the fourth page right now, and I'm still not pulling up your, company info.
Okay. No, it's not there on the dot.
Yes, and that's a problem too, just simply because when someone's looking up a service, there is people that look at the Google Guarantee side, but there's the majority of the people pick a company that's on the first page. So, that's why it's really important. I always recommend Google Guarantee, which is great what you're doing, and also the map section, because those two are the most effective. Now, are you doing any marketing on, like, Facebook side, or have you not tried that at all?
Can you? I think I'm on Facebook, but I don't think if I'm marketing on Facebook.
Okay.
Can you try to see?
So just to tell you a little bit about our services as well, so we don't work with your competitors. When we start working with you, we close out the category. So these are calls that would go directly to you. And based off of what I'm finding online, the best option for you is going to be getting you on that first page where the map is, not just for the keyword electrician, but for all of the services that you offer. So when someone looks that up, that's when you're going to be popping up on that first page on Google. It also includes first page placement on Bing. And what's really cool with this package as well is those same people that looked for your keywords on Google or online, when that person goes on Facebook, there's going to be ads that are going to be running on their feed, and they'll be able to click to call you directly. So we don't waste ads by putting them in front of people who aren't looking for your services. We put them in front of people who have already shown interest in one of your services. So everything's tracked through a dashboard as well. As I'm sure you're aware of how the dashboard works with Google Guarantee, it tracks everything. It shows you how many people are looking for you, clicks, calls, all of that stuff. Now, pricing, it is based off of a flat rate. So it's a month-to-month service, and there is no contracts. It's just a flat rate of $2.99 a month, and everything's included for that pricing.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me?
No. It's kind of high.
Well,
my guy told me.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
My guy charged me $200 flat. And I just got off the phone with him last week, and I told, because Google told me I need to do something called a tag for my website,
mm-hmm.
and then I need also to need to be on the map. So that's probably mm-hmm. why, because like you're right, when I look at the map on Yelp, I can see my company on the map on Yelp.
Yeah, so it's not just getting on the map, it's getting on the first page. Now, if you're looking
yeah,
to just
that
do...
But this is the thing with that usually takes time. It don't happen overnight. It don't happen in one day. In one week.
So when a company...
30 days.
So let me just explain how that works. So if you go through somebody who does not have a Google badge, which is that Google certification, you're absolutely right. It's going to take 3 to 6 months for you to see that. With us, since we're a Google Premier Channel partner, we actually have a Google badge. It's a certification because we provide certain results. For us, it's a max amount of time of 30 to 45 days. So it's not a flip of a switch, but we do work a lot quicker. Now, if you want
to... That means I'm going to have to give you $600 before I even get on the map.
No, 30 to 45 days. With other companies that aren't partnered with Google, it's 3 to 6 months. With us, it's 30 to 45 days.
But what I'm saying is that on the 30 days, if I give you $300 now, today, so that means I have to wait 30 days. On the 31st day, I have to give you another $299. That's $600.
Yes, but also
now,
understand.
The 15 days, right. So by the time I get on Google, it'll be like $400, $900.
But also understand this. Where I'm giving you the package that's included Facebook ads, and those start running as soon as 7 to 14 days. Now, if you want to remove Facebook entirely, we can stick strictly on the Google side, and that's just $199 a month. That does get lower. But again, if you're trying to maximize your results, you want to put in Facebook. But if you don't care for Facebook, we can go the straight Google route. I mean, that's completely up to you
Facebook,
and what you want.
The thing is, if Facebook is a good marketing place?
It is, especially because it's connected to the same keyword searches that people do online. That's why it works really well, because it's connected with that Google business profile. So those things that you want to be found for, if somebody searches it across the web, and let's just say, you know, they don't call you or whatever the case is, when they go on Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. So that's why it works really well, and I always recommend doing both of them. But I do have people who don't care for Facebook or also don't want to spend that much money. So we can go the more basic package.
Some people use Instagram?
Yes. So we're partnered with Meta. We used to do ads on Instagram, but we ran tests, and the results that we were getting off of Instagram was nothing compared to Facebook. So instead of trying to put money on Instagram, we moved it all over to Facebook. It just, it gets you a lot better results.
Okay, so what I gotta do now?
So for me, it takes about 10 minutes. I get the basics of your company. I set up an onboarding call. That's the call that takes a little bit longer. And they go over details with everything, make sure we have everything correct. I get payment, and I send everything over to you through text and email. So you have about 10 minutes of your time?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Orlando, I have the spelling of your first name. It's O-R-L-A-N-D-O. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Farmhill.
Farmhill?
Thornhill, T-H-O-R-N-H-I-L-L.
I'm going to repeat that, T-H-O-R-N-H-I-L-L?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your email address?
touchofoursource@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, is this phone number that we're speaking on the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
And for business name, I have Touch of Power Solutions. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And now, address that I have is 5100 Regan Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206.
Yeah, you got a different address.
Okay. What address is it?
722 Montana Drive.
Okay, so 722 Montana Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216?
Correct.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No.
Okay. Now, my onboarding team, they do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most based off of the services that you offer. So what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Electrical NAMI, electrician, electrical panel upgrade. Electrical contractor near me. Best electrician in Charlotte.
So electrician near me, best electrician near Charlotte, those are all things that my onboarding team is going to be able to pull up. Is there any specific jobs? Like, for example, electrical panel upgrade, that's a good one. What are other things that, you know, you want to be getting calls for?
Lighting.
Okay.
Solar panel.
Okay.
EV charger.
Okay.
Outlet and switches.
Okay.
Regular electrical wiring. That's it.
All right. Perfect. All right. Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically about 45 minutes to an hour long. You do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday if need be?
Friday.
Okay. Do you want to do morning or afternoon?
So basically when do I pay you guys?
You would pay today to start the process of everything and reserve your spot.
So you're going to start everything today?
We're going to start everything today. You're going to get access to your dashboard right away. Those credentials are going to come to you through automated messages before we get off the line. You can start uploading pictures. Now, everything that needs to be done exactly on the background, all of that, we're going to go over it with you on your onboarding call. So that's why we have that call.
Okay.
So do you want to do Friday morning or do you want to do afternoon?
1 o'clock.
Let me see if I do have that availability. So between 1 to 2 on Friday, right?
Mm.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How is the healing factor work?
Oh, yes. So we go over this before we charge your card. It is it's on a recorded line that we do. It's a verification process. But when we charge you today, which is going to be the 23rd, we're not going to charge you again until the 23rd of the next month. And it's just going to be if either you decide $299 or $199. Those are flat rates. There's no taxes. There's no hidden fees on that either. And you are able to cancel at any time. Okay?
Okay. So let me ask a question, another question. So, by next 23rd, so May 23rd will make 30 days, right?
Correct. It'll be the next time we and charge then, you.
Right. And then after that, the next charge will be June 23rd. So that will be the 45 days before I start seeing my business on the first page, right?
No. So if we start today, let me see. It'll be, so if it's anywhere between 30 to 45 days, I would say from the 23rd to 30, correct. It'll be anywhere between the ending of May to beginning of June.
I'm a mathematician, so I know.
That's good.
I'm not the best with numbers. So basically, April 23rd to May 23rd is 30 days. So before I make my next June payment, I should be able to be on the first page. That would be 45 days.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Right. That's why we ask all our clients, just give us 2 months to show you what we can do. So, yeah, you're going to be good on that end. That's not a problem.
I just don't want to be paying you guys, and then I never see no results, and that's why I'm scared to do that, because a lot of people, there's a lot of people out here just saying, oh, I could put you in Google, I could do this for you, I could do that. I need to see your company, the info.
Yeah.
Like I said, I need to see. I can't just give money, because it's not these days. You can't just give money like that no more. There's too many scams.
Yep. No, I understand. And you know what? Since I don't even think I've sent it to you either. Let me send you over our Google certification, which is our badge with Google. It's on actual Google's website, and it has our company name as well. So you can also, verify us on that end. And if you look us up also for our Google business profile, we have over 900 reviews, 4.2 stars on our Bird Eye, which is our clients, our reviews. We have over 800 and 4.9 stars there. So you are dealing with a reputable company. Now, I do want to give you another option, and it's completely up to you if you want to take it or not, because it does save you a little bit of money. If you want to pay for 3 months in advance, it's only $700, and you're good at math. So it saves you about $200 if you want to do that route. So it is an option.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. By 200, but then on my 45 days, 2 months, I want to make sure that I'm not giving you guys. I want to be able to see results. I don't want to.
I understand that too. And that is fine. That's why we always do month to month, and I always do like to offer, if you want to save money, that option, but you don't have to go that route. It's month to month is fine on that end. And I saw that you have a go ahead.
No, I listen to you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and I saw that you have a website as well, so it looks good. Is this your website? Did you make it yourself?
No, that's the same company that does all my stuff. I told you I make payments to it, so I will have to cut him off, because his is nice. Like you said, $99, $200 a month. So basically, okay. He does all my websites, he add on. I also have a landing page also, too.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, so he does all my stuff for me. That's why I was telling the first lady earlier. I'm a very old guy. I've been with this guy for going on 4 years now. He does all my websites. If there's anything needs to be changed on my website, he does it. He was going to do the same thing you guys were going to put me on, optimize my website. Do the SEO and all that stuff for me for $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the difference. So that's why I've been with him for such a long time, so I trust that company. But you see, with your guys, I never dealt with you before, so I don't know if your guys going to do the same thing this company does for me.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the name of the company of the other guy?
One second, I'll tell you right as we speak. One second.
Mm-hmm.
I never have issues with them, so they're pretty all right with me. Is sometimes you leave a hero sometimes and then you end up falling to a zero. So that's the thing. That's what I'm scared of. It's not because, you know, your guys don't know what y'all are doing. It's the fact is that it's too many scams.
I know. That's why that's exactly why I sent you over that certification as well. So you can verify us on Google, you know, on actual Google, and it tells you the requirements that we needed to do to actually get that certification as well. But the reason why I was asking for the other company name,
I also have a badge too from Google too. I do. I took the class. I took the class seminar. I got that where I could just, you know, help others. But to me, it's not something I want to do to create finance. So I don't do it, but I always want to do it for myself. The landing page for that company is called Tony. They're pretty all right, but I think they could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's coming up. It's called, one second, it's about to come up. It's called Superior Tech Solutions.
It definitely doesn't sound like
if you're on a computer and you look for touchpowersolutions.net and you scroll down, you're going to see where it says Superior Tech Solutions, local electrical contractor. So that's me. And when you click on that, you're going to see my landing page. It's a totally different page.
Okay. I'll put this down here for my onboarding call so they have all of this information as well. Go ahead.
No, I think that's what he does. He does the website and the landing page for me.
Got it. Okay.
He's gonna be upset that I went with somebody else.
So let me. If they get rid of your website that you have, we can make one for you. I'll put all of this in the notes for you, okay? So that's not something to worry about.
Yeah, but it's a charge. You're not going to make a
website
for free.
No, we won't. I'll include it in for free. It's fine. It's not a problem. I do this for my clients every once in a while. It's not an issue. And you'll have access. We can make changes for you, or you can make your own changes on your dashboard as well. So those are, I'll just get everything notated and we won't charge you anything for that, okay?
Yeah, but I pay for my website directly, so he can't do anything to my website.
Okay.
The only thing is that next year I just gotta change, I gotta remove my company from hosting and then his domain. That's it.
Got it. Okay. That's fine then. That's good on that. And I'll still write it down in the notes though, just in case if you do need it, that it'll be always included in there. Now for the specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. I did also see that you put a 30-mile radius. Is that about how far you go out?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so I'll leave it at the 30-mile radius for you.
Why do you think 30-mile radius is too small?
You know what? It's not, it doesn't go based off of that. It really goes based off of how far you will go for a job.
Okay.
Would you say 30 miles is fair?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll leave it at 30 then. And you can always change this and add if you need to. So you're not stuck with that either. Now for your hours of operation, what you currently show now, you show Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday closed. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, okay. But I'm 24/7, though.
So we should change that then and put 24/7 because it's not showing that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A person goes home and they find a it's after hours, like 7 o'clock, and they find a problem, majority of the time they will cut it off and have the electrician or plumber come the next day, so they automatically call somebody. So if they call me at 8 o'clock and I could schedule it in the morning, and that's always a good to go, is a no brainer, because the fact is that majority of the time they don't want you to come out at night. They just want to be secure that they know somebody's gonna be here in the morning.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right about that too. So yeah, I'll put down 24/7. We'll update that for you as well. And these are changes you can also do on your dashboard if you ever want to change it back, but we'll put it 24/7 for now. Now for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Now, does it show just Orlando Thornhill, or is there another, like a middle initial?
It's Tony Thornhill on it.
Oh, Tony. Okay. Where did we get Orlando from? I'm sorry. Is it Orlando or is it Tony?
It's Orlando, but my name is Tony Orlando. Everybody calls me Orlando.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'll notate that too. Okay.
Yeah, because I did lie to you. I did lie to you. I had a partner. I just didn't know who you are.
So, that's fine.
Because a lot of people saying, hey man, I want to sell you this. I want to sell your company this. I get this like 4 times a day. So when people call me, I specifically tell my, I have a partner that I have to talk to my partner first before I make any decision, because I like to listen to people because I'm a listener, and that's how I figure if it's going to be a good deal or not, because there's so many scams. Just remember,
no, that's smart.
A dollar from you, and they take it from 1,000 people, $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no, I understand 100% with what you're saying. So it's good on my end. I put it down as Tony Thornhill then, right? Is there any middle initial or anything else on the card for your name?
No.
Okay. Now the address, the billing address of that card, is it the Montana Drive or is it the Regan Drive address?
It's the Regan Drive.
Okay. That works perfectly. And then, are you going to want to do the $299 with Google and Facebook, or do you want to do just Google alone at the $199?
Well, I'm on Google. I'm on Facebook, though. Maybe you'll probably have to trick Facebook for me. I don't know.
I always recommend, again, the Google and Facebook combined, just because of those, we retarget those same people looking for you. That's why I always recommend it, because of that reason alone. It works really well, and you're not, when you see how it works, then you're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm glad I gave it a shot, because it just, both of them combined work well. But again, it's your decision, whatever you want to do.
No, I will try.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, go ahead.
I always could cancel the Facebook if I decide to, right?
Of course, you can always cancel it, and then you can go to the basic package. You're always going to be able to customize everything, so you're not going to be stuck with whatever it is we decide today. Now, what I'm going to do as well, I'm going to get your card info. We're going to do a voice verification, which is on a recorded line. I'm going to email you and text you everything. You're going to receive everything automated. Before we get off the line, I'm going to make sure you get all of that. Now, what type of card are you going to use for payment?
MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Yeah, I got to unlock it. 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. Do you lock it every time you're not using it?
Yes.
You know that you can, what I do with my cards, because I'm just like you, I get concerned about all the scams and stuff. I have it where anytime anybody charges my card, I do notifications every single time. So I don't know if you have.
Oh, I do the same
thing. Oh, you do? Okay.
I do the same thing, but you don't want to wait for somebody to do it then to get the notification.
That's true. You're right about that too.
Remember the thief, all those hackers, they work at night when people are sleeping.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they do.
At 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I notify myself to lock my car. So at 6 o'clock, I lock it and I open it back at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Smart.
And then sometimes I get my email that boop, oh, your car was trying to use but got declined because it was locked. And I'm trying to find out.
Oh, wow.
You can't see it. So I go to my email and I'm like, yo, who is these people trying to take my money out of my card? And
then
I call them. Oh, we have the wrong that it's back in. It's back office is doing these things. So that's why I'm very surprised. The card. Let me give you the card.
Okay.
I'm trusting you. And so you can make sure I get it because I don't want to spend money not making money. I got to make money.
That's why we're here in business is to make you money. That's why we do everything month to month so we can prove it to you too. We don't lock you in on any contracts or anything, how some other companies do things.
Yeah, but not having a contract is bad because, see, when you don't have a contract, so this is the thing is, like, I take business flow management, and I take a state test for business management. By not having a contract is bad.
Well, we have terms and conditions, but go ahead.
Right. The reason why I'm saying by not having a contract is bad because it's like a monthly. So basically, if your guys decided that I don't get nothing this month after I pay $299, I never get no work or nothing, nobody checked me out or nothing. So basically, I'm still paying without having returning any income, creating any finance. And then once it's month to month, you're not obligated to anything. I can't call you and company. Hey man, I'm not doing. But basically, that's why. But when you are in a contract, that means you're as a party, is obligated to make sure that I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Having a contract.
I get 100% with what you're saying. And we do offer contracts. If you know that $700 would have been one. But what we do also do is terms and conditions. So before we get off the line, I'm going to go over those with you. And that's what's going to tell you what we're going to do for you. And it goes over what we're charging you, cancellation, all of that. So you can also have that. So those are all things that we're going to make sure to send out to you automatically, for you so you can have as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm ready whenever you are.
It's 5348570003778737.
Okay. And when does it expire?
10/28.
And what is the security code?
413.
Perfect. Now, we do our own security question. You get to pick which one you want to do. This is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So every time that we call you, just make sure that we do ask you this question. You can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Marketing.
You hear that? That's the guy calling me. Look. Marketing. Yeah. I'm trying to use my phone. Hold on, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hi. How are you, man?
I'm all right, brother.
Hey, that's great. Yes. We're literally trying to reach you.
Yeah. Yesterday. Yeah, I changed my mind. I'm going to work with somebody else.
And why is that, Tony?
Because, you know, last time I paid you guys $150 to do the tag for me, your guys never did it.
Yes.
No, you never did it. You never got done.
Okay. Who told you this? Who told you this?
Because Google told me that. I spoke to Google, and they told me that it was not done. That's why they called me. Because I'm telling you, I spoke to Google.
All the tags. Okay. I don't know who you speak with. Google never makes a call. Okay. Google
does
never.
No. Yes, I do. Google makes calls. They call me because I'm a member. So they call me to find out why that my company, why my name is not being tagged. So I got a young lady that's gonna take care of that for me, and she's a family member. So if my wife, a family member, is gonna take care of that. So I'm sorry about it, man. It's like, you know, I'm gonna give them a chance to see what they could do for me. If it doesn't work out, I'll come back to you guys.
It's fine, Tony. That's fine. It's your choice. But I actually did the work, okay? And it's up to you. If you think like that, you spoke to somebody, he's saying that. But the work was actually done from my side. I can actually show you. I have the proof. Okay, if you need anything, I can provide you, okay?
Yeah, I know. But last time we had a lot of issues with the website, a lot of stuff with the website. So basically, that's why I want to try somebody else to see if they could do me better.
That's fine. That's your choice. No problem, man. You can actually talk to the lady. It's fine. You can work with her, okay, in case if you need any help in future. The doors are always open. Okay. Thanks so much, Tony, for your time and for the update.
Bye. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Tony.
You see?
I do.
You see, so I don't want people thinking, no, because I don't do those things. That's why I'll let you hear. I do have a guy that I work with, but you see, the thing is that last time my website had a problem, was hacked, and it took a long time to fix it.
Okay, I see what you're talking about.
So basically, when people go on my site, they weren't allowed to go into leave messages, do anything. So basically, I gave him a chance, but, you know, I still gave him a chance. But when you call today, I don't know what reason, but I was still going to use them, but, you know, I'm going to try to give you a chance, but I just hope that chance works for me.
It's going to. Trust me, it's going to. Especially the demand that I see in your area, it's going to go well. And, you know, again, it's just, you'll see the difference, too, of the work that we do as well. And you know, it's going to be awesome on that end. And we're pretty much almost already done. The only thing I want to do is a voice verification and also get that security question, because this is what's going to be so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born
mother's
in, or your...
Name.
Okay, and then
mother's
what is it?
Thornhill.
Oh, easy yeah. enough.
Thornhill.
Perfect. So the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. This is going to be outlining the service agreement. You're going to get everything in writing and through email as well. And also, if you have any questions, of course, please feel free to stop me. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Business name, Touch of Power Solutions.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
First name is Tony, middle initial O, last name is Thornhill. I'm the owner, 100%.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask that security question, and we're also going to call from our office line, which is an 877 number that I just sent you over through text message right now. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
You Local Splash, right?
Local Splash, correct, yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I didn't understand that one.
That's okay. Most people don't understand it. Let me reword it. Basically, you already know. You can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing. It messes up your listing. So if you decide to go with another company at the same time using us, we ask that you let us know.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely do that. That's why he was calling me to do this for me. The same thing.
Exactly.
That's why I stopped him.
Yes, and I knew the answer to that already. I just wanted to ask because it's part of the verification process. But as I did mention to you as well, for the payment and the initial term of account setup, which I'm not charging you account setup, but it's going to be charged today. It's going to be in the non-refundable amount of just the $299. And then when the second payment is done, or well, when this payment is done, your second payment's not going to be until the 23rd of every month, and so on and so on. And you can discontinue also your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask is if you can please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can cancel and process everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me send everything over to you through text and through email. You're going to receive, it's telling me issuer generated error. Let me see here what that might mean.
Okay, yeah, Bobby, hold on. What it says? Error.
It said it could be on my end. Give me 1 second. I'm looking it up. I'm having my manager take a look at it because it could be on my end. Just to verify, on the card it shows Tony Thornhill. That's all, right?
It's Tony O. Thornhill. Oh.
Ah, I forgot the O. That might be the case. Let me check.
And which zip code did you use?
I have 28206.
Correct.
Okay, so let's see if it was the O. It could be that. If not, my manager's looking at it. So let me see here. Yeah, my manager's taking a look at it, so I'm going to have him take a look. While he does that, let me send over to you it's going to be a YouTube video, and it's going to show you how to use your dashboard. Okay, you're going to get your login credentials right away. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it doesn't show me you trying to take any money out of my account because it goes straight to my email.
No, I'm looking at my bill. The way I put your billing, I accidentally put, and the city part, I also put your state. So that could be my issue. So let me make sure it is. And just to verify, the address that I have is 5100 Regan Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206, correct?
Correct.
All right.
The card, the security card is 413 and the zip code is 28206. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
I already unlocked my card, so the card is already unlocked.
Yes. I changed that on my end, so. Let me.
No issue.
No, it could very well be on our end. Let me verify everything with you again with the numbers. Now, I'm going to get the card number one more time just in case I got it wrong, but expiration on the card is 10 of 28 and security code is 413. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And can that's what I was, because the system automatically blocks everything from me, so I can't see it. So I'm going to ask for it one more time, please.
It's 5354857008737.
Okay. So let me put that.
If this don't work on this card, I'll give you another card.
Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to try on this one because it could be a mistake on my end or sometimes we have issues with technology. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It is so frustrating sometimes as well. Okay. So we need to try another card. It's going to make me wait 5 minutes though just because I tried to run it, a couple times this one and it wasn't going through. So while that happens, let me time my 5 minutes so I have the time. Okay, that's perfect on that end. Now, let me send you over that YouTube video so you can have that. Okay, I'm sending you the link to that. Now, the other card that you're going to use, does it have also Tony O. Thornhill?
Yeah, it's not a Bank of America card. It's the same, a different account.
And it's the same also address, correct?
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Give me a moment.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me make sure I have everything correct as well. Okay, perfect. And is it also a MasterCard or is it a Visa?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
One second. I'm just unlock. I got to unlock it.
Hey, take your time because I still have to wait those 5 minutes anyway. So you're okay.
Okay. I see what happened. Somebody did lock the card. To verify.
Oh.
We need to. Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, so was it flagging it? Was your bank flagging it?
Yep.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Thank you, because now I was thinking I was going crazy or something with my technology. Okay.
Okay, yeah, they.
So I can try to use this card again after my 5 minutes are up, and you obviously when you approve the transaction because it's flagging it, or we can use the other card. It's up to you. Regardless, I have to wait another 4 minutes, it looks like, or actually 3 more minutes before I try to charge the card again.
Okay.
All right.
You're good to go.
Okay. I'm going to wait. I'm still going to wait another 3 minutes just in case. But just to kind of tell you a little bit about the YouTube video that I just sent you. So that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. As soon as your card is charged, you're going to automatically receive text messages. One of those text messages is going to be your username and password to your dashboard, and you're going to be able to log in right away. The username and password, you're going to obviously update your password when you first log in. When you go in there, you're going to be able to add pictures of the work that you already, that you do that you want to have up there. And then there's not much going to be going on, but because we're starting everything, but you're going to be able to check in whenever you want, and you can see the things that we're doing as they're going along. Like I said, Facebook side, you're going to be seeing that traction in 7 of 14 days, so you'll be able to see that as well. Okay? Now, let me see where we are time-wise. I've got about 2 more minutes. Okay, I have that. Now, there is another... No, you have your Google Business profile already, so that's good. All right.
I paid him $150 to do a tag on my because Google said that I need to tag my website so when people goes on the Google ad, they could able to leave me message to my website. But the thing is, with Google ads, you only could either message or call. So some people like to leave messages, and then if they go on there, they can't find me. So that's what the problem was. And I already paid them to do it, and they never did it. So I need to get my a Google ad tag into my website. Because when somebody search my Google, I have no website for them to go leave any messages. I have no messages and no website for them to look at. So that's why I end up giving you guys this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you, so I guess that brings up the question. Do you want us to make you a website?
I like what I got. I like the
okay.
color I got. I like everything about it. And I designed that. Basically, they put it together, but it was all my design.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, I put it down here in the notes as well. So if you want us to make one for you, we can do that at any time. So, you know, you can always call me and let me know, or you can call your onboarding because they'll take care of that as well. Let me try the card again. I got everything down still. All right. Perfect. Okay. So now it's going through. So that's good news on that end. I know it's going through when it's taking a time. It's taking some time to think. So, and let me make sure that you receive those text messages and emails before we get off the phone. I'm going to send you also, when we get off the phone, an email. It's going to be a Google invite for your call, which is going to be on Friday between 1 to 2. That will be my email, so you can also send me emails. You can text me at the number that I text you from, or you can also call me. My extension is, and the text message that I sent you, also be in charge of your account, so you're not going to go to some random place. I'm still going to be, you can still keep in communication with me. The last thing I'm going to do is just do those terms and conditions. I just sent you a link. If you can open that up. And it's basically stating what we are going to do, which is that optimization of the Google Business Profile. Directory submissions, if you need to get on any of the directories, we do help. We can do that for you. We go over that with you when we have your onboarding call on Friday. Your My Site, you don't have to worry about that. That'll be if you decide to get a website. Facebook ads is included in there. What we charge you, which is just that $299, you will only be charged $299 as well. You can always put your service on hold if you have too much work, okay? You can put it on hold. We don't charge you for that month either. Just call us 3 days before the billing. Same thing with cancellation. You can cancel at any time. Just call us 3 days before your billing. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes, type in your name exactly the way it looks with the capital letters, click confirm, and it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
Okay, hold on. It says click. I open it. It says local flash mobile number. It says I agree to receive messages, right?
Correct. Yep. That box. And then the box underneath it, which is means you're authorized on that card that you're using.
Okay.
And then when you type in your name, it does have to have the capital T, O, and the other T for, you know, your name, basically. It's a little finicky. I'm sorry.
I did that. It says local / username.
Yes, that's what's going to be your dashboard. Now, you also did receive, let me see the text messages. Your dashboard is going to be, let's see, username is going to be your phone number and your password just for right now because you're going to update it. It's just get leads, and then you can log into your dashboard. So other than that, go ahead.
Okay, you say the first thing is going to be my cell phone number, 704-925-7522.
Correct.
And then the password is get leads.
Correct.
E-A-D-S.
GETLEADS, correct.
I got that, okay. So I'm going to do that
and
right
it's all
now.
Lowercase. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that dashboard, like I said, you can start uploading pictures now. You can kind of take a look at it. The YouTube video I sent you, that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. But as of right now, everything's pretty much already set. We're going to start everything, start doing what we got to do. We have your onboarding call on Friday between 1 to 2. If you have any questions or anything before that, please feel free to reach out. Even a week, 2 weeks, or a month from now, when you see that this starts working for you as well, if you want to prepay for, you know, a year or 3 months or to save yourself more money, we have that option for you as well. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Orlando, is there anything else that you'd like me to answer for you before we get off the line until Friday?
No, it says my 456-242-424 account setting, business info, but the business info needs to be changed because that's not the real business address.
Correct. That address, I have to actually update it on my end, which I'm going to do right now, just to verify. It's the 722 Montana Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do have that down here. I'm going to change it. The only reason why I didn't change it is because the billing was under the Regan Drive address. So I didn't want to confuse both addresses.
Right. Okay, so mm-hmm. I got everything. So what else I do now?
You are done for now until Friday. So on Friday, we'll have your onboarding call. We're going to already start working in the background. Like I said, if you have any questions or any concerns before that, please feel free to reach out. But as of right now, we're good if you don't have any other questions.
Okay, when I open this, this is one thing. When I open it, where do I put the pictures and stuff? I can start working on my stuff.
Let me go into your dashboard as well so I can be on the same page. Okay, so when I log in, it says we're working on your account, and then it says if you want to add some photos, click here. And for example, where it says the location information, if you chose keywords, content, media, and there's a place where you can add business photos, even add business videos as well. So there is little tabs that say personal info, password, billing, business information. And where you click on the business information part.
Okay, so let me ask a question. Can that be done on a computer?
Absolutely, yes. So that same URL, you can go on to a computer and do it through a desktop.
So you won't even let me go to. One second, I just want to see because it's not letting me go to.
And I don't want you to get a headache over this either. These are all things that we're going to go over with you on Friday. So if you have any type of issues or concerns, we're going to make sure to address them at that time.
Okay, it says, I got it, it went to, it says profile. When I click on my profile, it shows me, it says leads. I go to the little bar search, it says home, leads, website, listing, Google Insight, Facebook ads, Google ads.
Go on the one that says business info.
There we go.
And then you're going to scroll all the way down, and where it says media, where you see business photos and business videos, you can click here to add the photos and add the video.
Okay. And logos, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye. You can do all of that. Okay. So you can start messing with that. Look at that, the video I sent you as well, if you're a little confused on the dashboard. But as of right now, we're good to go, and we'll be speaking with you on Friday between 1 and 2.
Thank you so much.
Well, no, thank you, Orlando. It's been a pleasure, and we'll speak soon.
All right, move on. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.